I'm joined today by Senior Manager Mark McPherson and Audit Manager Stuart Nugent. They produced Audit Scotland's latest review of the college sector, looking at the overall performance and finances of colleges across the country. In 2015-16, more than 200,000 students were enrolled in Scotland's colleges, and they play an important role in helping the country to achieve sustainable economic growth by contributing to the development of a highly educated and skilled workforce. Mark, Stuart, let's start with the finances. Your report sets out that the sector is facing a number of financial challenges, but its financial health is relatively stable.
It's probably easiest to think of our assessment of financially stable as referring to the immediate financial position. That is the position at the end of July 2016. And to think of the financial challenges as the challenges that lie ahead for colleges. Lifting figures straight from the accounts would give us a deficit of £19 million, which sounds large. After adjustments are made for longer term commitments and for items over which colleges have limited control, for example increases in the value of pensions, the deficit reduces to around £8 million for the sector, which is equivalent to around 1% of income.
So the financial position has deteriorated though since last year when we had an underlying deficit of £1 million compared to £8 million. This year we've got 11 colleges with a deficit compared to 9 last year. Overall, the sector is not in immediate financial difficulty, but we have highlighted 4 colleges which face particular challenges. Most colleges operate in fairly tight margins. They don't have a lot of cash to spare. So depending on the size of the financial margin, some colleges are more vulnerable than others.
And given what we've said about financial challenges, I think that means that budgets could be under greater pressure in the future.
Okay, so you mentioned, Stuart, that there are 4 colleges that are under particular financial difficulty, and it's worth noting that 3 of those have been reported to the Parliament's Public Audit Committee for them to take more in-depth scrutiny of what's going on there. So that's Lewes Castle, Murray College and Edinburgh College. It also sounds like quite a complex amount of work for Audit Scotland to do to sort of bring out the real picture of what's going on colleges' accounts.
Well, we have recommended to the Scottish Funding Council that they require colleges to provide an analysis within their accounts which provides a more immediate financial outturn, as Mark had suggested, rather than the work that has been performed this year.
Okay. And you mentioned in the report that staff costs are the highest expenditure that colleges have. One of the most significant challenges that's set out in the report is national bargaining, which are the negotiations currently underway to try and harmonise paying conditions for all college employees. This has been widely reported in the media and in Parliament, and I'm wondering what impact could this have on college finances?
Well, the precise impact at this point in time is difficult to predict. Negotiations are ongoing, and as we've highlighted in the report, there are some difficulties in reaching agreement on some aspects, which have led to some staff taking industrial action.
Having said that, the estimates that have been made by Colleges Scotland, which is the representative body for colleges in Scotland, suggest figures could be in the region of £80 million over 3 years, which is, you know, a fairly significant sum. Breaking that down into annual amounts, if you assumed an even distribution, so around £27 million a year, that would be equivalent to about 4% of expenditure in 2015-16.
Okay, so not insignificant. Given the fact that while that is a speculative figure, what can colleges be doing now to try and prepare for the impact of these kinds of financial challenges?
Well, I think we've recommended consistently in our reports that longer-term financial planning is something that colleges should be working towards. And indeed, we have seen a little bit of progress this year, with some colleges making some good progress with that, but more needs to be done. And we would have to recognise the work of the Scottish Funding Council, which is working with colleges to develop underlying planning assumptions to help them plan for the longer term.
So you've outlined there some of the financial pressures that the sector is facing and some of the detail around expenditure that the college sector went through in 2015-16. I'm wondering how college funding plays into this in terms of what income the sector gets. What impact does that have on its financial performance?
Well, colleges receive funding from a variety of sources. The largest single source is the Scottish Government via the Scottish Funding Council. Looking ahead to 2017-18, the Scottish Government allocation to the college sector will increase by 5% overall and by 1%, equating to £5 million for running costs.
However, as we've talked about, there are some uncertainties and financial challenges ahead, so it's difficult to know whether the amounts of allocation will be sufficient to see colleges through the financial pressures they face.
Okay, and colleges also have performance targets that they have to make. One of the key goals of the sector is to deliver a set amount of learning every year on behalf of the Scottish Government. You've warned this year that it's becoming harder for colleges to meet that target. Why is this?
Well, firstly, it's important to explain that the Scottish Government has prioritised full-time courses and courses for younger people. So that naturally leads to a target population, I think, of younger people. And we know from analysis of available data that the number of young people in Scotland is decreasing. We know also that more young people are going straight to university from school or into employment. So that reduces the pool from which colleges are likely to be able to recruit, which will make it difficult for colleges to continue to deliver the same amount of learning to the same number of students.
We also know when we looked at the student population data that the number of students in age 16 to 24 years old has reduced from last year. The Scottish Funding Council was not able to provide specific reasons for this, but had suggested that the demographic changes which Mark had referred to and changes in school leaver destinations are probable reasons for this. On the back of this, we have recommended that the Scottish Government take account of these changes in population and in school leaver destinations when they are setting the national target for colleges.
And it's worth just explaining a little bit about the performance in 2015-16. So they didn't miss the target, is that correct?
Yes, so colleges have consistently exceeded the target over the past few years, but the degree by which they've exceeded the target has narrowed and decreased over time. We think that when you combine that with the demographic changes and changes in school leaver destinations, it means that the target will continue to be harder to achieve. And as Stuart mentioned, we have recommended that the government take account of all of this change when setting the national target.
So how can the changes to population in terms of demand for college courses be better understood?
We highlighted last year that there was currently no means to measure the national demand for college places. And so that makes it difficult to know whether the decline that we've seen in the student numbers and student population is purely down to a fall in demand or whether it could be indicative of unmet demand, i.e. where students are unable to attend the course that they would like to or to get into the college that they would like to go to.
Okay, so there's clearly a lot going on within the sector at the moment, and I'm wondering what effect is that having on the experience of students? As we mentioned earlier, there's more than 200,000 people were involved in the sector in 2015-16.
Okay, well, the Scottish Funding Council has been piloting a satisfaction survey of college students for the last couple of years. There was a good level of response from full-time students, which we can draw results from. This showed that 90% of full-time students were satisfied with their college experience overall.
And it's worth noting that last year we had highlighted a decline in attainment and retention after a period of ongoing growth. It looks like that has been addressed this year and there has been an increase in the attainment level. And we also recognise that the Scottish Government has initiated work to look at improving attainment and retention rates across the college sector in Scotland.
Right. So the report lays out quite a lot of food for thought for the sector as it moves forward. And I'm just wondering, we've touched on financial health and challenges that lie ahead and the overall performance of the sector in terms of target and learning. Can you just summarise for me what the overall picture is for Scotland's colleges at the moment?
I think taking all the things in the round, we're looking at quite a challenging period for colleges. They've obviously been under a fair amount of pressure with a lot of the changes taking place in the sector in recent years. Now we're seeing the finances deteriorating and we've seen likely greater difficulty in achieving targets. So I think we would say it's going to be a fairly testing period for colleges.
Okay. And Audit Scotland has been reporting on the performance of the college sector for quite a few years now on an annual basis. What's next for your work in this area?
Next steps will be to take the report to the Scottish Parliament's Audit Committee. We'll reflect on their consideration and any conclusions they might draw. We have no immediate plans to do further work in the college sector, although of course we'll be monitoring the situation at individual colleges as part of the annual audit process, and we're likely to return to the sector next year, perhaps in the form of another overview report.
Great. Mark, Stuart, thank you. and the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.